bitter divisions over the nature, histories and identities of Britain are nothing new.
In the year of Scotland's independence referendum, Professor Linda Colley examines the forces that have united and divided Britain.
The boundaries of Britain have fluctuated wildly, and of course they may be about to fluctuate again.
The antiquity of the Scottish nation. And in the vital importance of the Celts.
Without the deeper history, you don't understand the current situation.
Acts of Union and Disunion, a 15-part series starting on BBC Radio 4 next Monday at 1:45.
David Cameron used his New Year message to urge Scots to vote to stay in the United Kingdom.
2014 is an important date in the history of our United Kingdom. The referendum vote will be the biggest decision Scotland has ever been asked to make. The outcome matters to all of us, wherever we live in the UK. This is not a vote for the next few years, but a vote that could change our country forever. Our family of nations is at its best when we work together with shared interest and common purpose. So this year, let the message go out from England, Wales and Northern Ireland to everyone in Scotland. We want you to stay, and together we can build an even stronger United Kingdom for our children and grandchildren.
Scotland's First Minister Alex Salmond sees things differently.
The best people to take decisions about Scotland's future must be the people who live and work in Scotland. Now, Scotland has already shaped much of the modern world, so let's make sure that 2014 is the year when we take responsibility for shaping our own future.
Whatever the result of the referendum, it will have been significant in allowing for the first time on the UK mainland 16 and 17-year-olds to vote. Given this new political power being thrust into the hands of young Scots, the BBC is running a project throughout the year called Generation 2014. It tracks the lives of 50 young people, all of whom will be 16 or 17 in time for the referendum. Dave Howard's been hearing from some of them.
Hi, my name's Sarah McDonald. I'm 16 and I am pro-independence.
My name's Mike Shaw. I'm 16 and I'm against independence.
My name's Scott Fold. I'm 16 and I'm in the fence and with the stand on independence.
OK, well, thank you, guys. We're just entering 2014 for all sorts of reasons. A big year for Scotland and a big year personally for the three of you. What are some of the things you're looking forward to in 2014?
Well, mainly I'm looking forward to the referendum. I'm also looking forward to the Commonwealth Games, which are happening in Glasgow, and also getting my hires over and done with, because they're quite nerve-wracking at the moment.
Max, what about you?
I'm looking forward to, as well as Sarah, finishing my exams and also the referendum and other things like the Ryder Cup and things. I think it's great that they're all coming to Scotland and the spotlight will be on Scotland next year completely with the referendum and the Ryder Cup.
And Scott?
I am looking forward to many things in 2014. The referendum, obviously because of the big debates and the huge political spotlight on Scotland, and of course the Commonwealth Games. We've got so many great athletes coming to Scotland, and it's really hopefully going to ripen the success of the London Olympic Games.
So you've told us briefly where each of you stands on independence. Handily, we've got Sarah in favour, Max opposed, and Scott, as you said, sitting on the fence. Sarah, first of all, why are you in favour?
Well, I think that for Scotland to reach its full potential, so we'd need to be in control of our own money and our own priorities and our own needs. For that, well, we need to be ruled by our own government.
Okay, and Max, why are you opposed?
Yeah, I just think a lot of it doesn't add up, and it doesn't seem to be a better option for Scotland at this moment in time with all the kind of debt and things that we're already in as the UK. I just don't see how Scotland could cope with all that debt without the help of the UK.
OK. Listen then, Scott, I suppose in a nutshell, you know, Sarah and Max have just given us the very broad arguments that you often hear for and against the idea of independence. What could get you off your fence in either direction? You know, what could make you climb down on Sarah's side in favour or Max's side opposed to independence and wanting to stay in the UK?
I think if both sides of the argument gave more accurate statistics, because obviously the SNP published a white paper, but upon reading that, you discover that it's more like a wish list rather than what will actually happen in an independent Scotland. Both campaigns need to stop the kind of scaremongering that both do. They just try to rubbish each other instead of trying to get the facts out.
Max, you're opposed to independence. How, you know, afterwards, let's say afterwards that the vote happens and independence goes ahead, what would win you over and make you say, OK, I was wrong, independence is the right way forward? Do you think, can you even imagine that happening? Can you imagine sort of changing your mind at a later point?
I think because I'm so set in my mindset now that I think it'd be really difficult to just totally change my view on it.
Because there's quite a lot of things. You talked about the white paper, and it was kind of the SNP's view of Scotland as you know, a socially responsible, economically prosperous country. There's quite a lot there, isn't there, that's attractive to voters?
There is, but the problem is with the white paper, it is so positive and optimistic. It's like no other outside factors will affect Scotland after we go independent. And I think the SNP need to remember that, you know, we're living in a society that's strapped for cash, and a lot of the policies that they've suggested, you know, they could actually implement currently with our parliament.
Sarah, out of the three that we've pulled together, you're the one that's very in favour of independence. Let's say the independence goes ahead and it all goes horribly wrong. How bad would things have to get for you to say, actually, this wasn't a good idea after all? You know, things getting more expensive in the supermarkets, jobs being lost, you know, some of the things that the pro-UK side of things claim might happen. What in future would have you saying, oh gosh, I wish we'd stayed in the United Kingdom after all?
Well, I think those things could happen, and they could happen either way we go, really. It's dependent on so many factors. I think that if it did get that bad, then I would obviously have to agree that it was the wrong decision. At the moment, I think that the potential we have for independence is that we can make our country a lot better. We can have a higher profile. We can be better economically. I think there's so many positives, and I think the white paper, although it is very positive, they're not going to say these are all the things that are going to go wrong. They're going to focus on the positive, and I think it's more of a promise as to what they're aiming for and what they're going to try to do, as opposed to what's definitely going to happen.
So even you, Sarah, as our pro-independence person, you make it sound like it's a gamble.
I think it's a gamble either way. If we stay in the UK, that's a gamble. I think if we become independent, it's a gamble. That's why it's such a massive decision, especially for people our age who aren't really all that politically in the know.
And just finally, we're on the eve of something quite special here, aren't we? After 300 years of there being a United Kingdom, this referendum could spell the end of that. Not only that, you, as 16-year-olds, for the first time in a, you know, a major vote on anything on mainland Britain, are going to be part of making that decision. Does it feel like you're at the centre of something historic here?
Most definitely, I think that it will affect our generation probably the most. And getting the vote at 16 is brilliant, but I think that if we became independent, it most definitely has to stay at 16 and can't be changed to 18.
Scott, what are your thoughts on that?
I agree. I think it is a huge historical moment for Scotland, even if it's a yes or a no vote, because we've been part of the Union for so long. And I think that, like Mark said, this will affect our generation the most. I mean, we're the people who are experiencing the education policies brought from the Scottish Parliament, the free education. We're going to, you know, be working adults in Scotland if it goes independent. So we have to look at the facts and figures and make the correct decision for ourselves and future generations.
It is such an important decision, especially because we're representing those that are younger than us, or younger siblings, or people maybe that have just missed the voting age. Because of that, it's the responsibility is so much. So I think it's really important, yeah.
Some members of Generation 2014 talking there to Dave Howard. We'll hear more from them as the year goes on. 5:19 now, here are the headlines.